Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch. Oh, it's comedy in your ears, which we all love.
You're listening to the About Last Night podcast with my boy, Adam Ray.
What's up?
Dude, what in God's name is that around your neck?
It's another COVID injury, bro. I mean, we're all dealing with our stuff, you know, so.
Gotta be honest, not mad about that look. if you're trying to like plant the seed for new Blockhead merch, mission accomplished.
We have a very famous Blockhead, and her nickname is Neck Brace. She's a comedian.
I met her at boarding of the cruise. I was like, yo, this girl has
the whole character. She does a lot.
Yeah.
It is akin to a sling for your arm. I have been in a lot of discomfort. And I believe it's been triggered by a lot of laptop time and a lot of craning the neck, a lot of engagement that my body and my neck is not used to.
Damn, dude.
And so I said, F it, I'm going to CVS, and I got the last one. And it feels great. Yeah.
What's it like getting the last neck brace at CVS during a pandemic?
You run like crazy. I mean, I had to dodge a few people. Let me take this down so the glare isn't coming over here.
Yeah, easy though, dude. Even you just turning is making me nervous.
I know. I'm going to take it off for you, but.
We still talking about the neck brace? Nice, there you go.
Let me close the door.
Boy, you think you know somebody. You think a friend of approaching 10 years would be prepared for a podcast.
Hey! But you like something different, right? You do so many. Now, why am I...
Wow, dude. Look at you just showing some leg for the...
I'm so... now it's too dark. Now I look like I'm... where were you on the night of...
You definitely look like you're getting... No, that's good right there when you lean back.
Oh, yeah?
You're fine. Is it comfy? You got a little glare on your chair. Got that chair glare.
What did you say? This is fine. I mean, this is...
That's fine. That's fine right there.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Let me see. I got this...
By the way.
That's better. There you go.
That's awesome.
Oh, shit. Let me put that one down.
There you go.
I got a lot of windows, Adam.
Humble brag.
Oh my God.
Should I sing elevator music?
Da 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 dee 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 dee.
You and I have that if there could not be a more clear distinction between the Vaders that you and I are traveling in. You just went with the classic, right? Dan, bam, bam, bam. Awesome. And probably also if we were playing Family Feud and it was like, you know, name the, you know, top
number
elevator.
Number one. Girl from Ipanema.
Yeah. But you want to know what I was about to start singing? Please don't stop the music. Please don't stop the music. Please don't stop the, please don't.
You're trying to make me move my neck. No, I'm fine. I'm going to take it off. But this... I'm excited about this. Yeah, I'm really, really excited about this. This is going to make me recover a lot quicker.
Heck yeah, dude, because it's, I mean, it's like having a little splint or something. It's just going to force you to not.
Exactly.
Well, dude, also, let's not be quick to overlook the amount of just bending and wall leaning you were doing during your Joe Sings the Classics last Saturday.
You were, of course, hilarious. I finally watched
That's
it.
That's not why I brought that up.
It's still up, and it'll remain up, because if you do anything, it's there forever. But
tell people what you did first before you get into the compliment train.
Adam, all your followers follow me, and
you're right.
Tenfold, they know exactly what went on a couple of weeks ago.
But you're doing it again, so that's for new listeners, because that's always happening. So
again, there's no new listeners. They all.
Zoom has not stunted your comedic timing, I'll tell you that much.
Go ahead, take a drink. I mean, what are you thirsty or are you not thirsty? I mean, Jesus Christ.
Boy, can you put that brace back on? You're a real fucking asshole when you take You know, you got a lot more room to put your fingers on your head to just laugh in the face of.
Oh my God!
Let me say this: I didn't know the amount of prep that you did for it musically was fucking great. You also used your space brilliantly. At one point, we joked even. You're like, "Oh, it's too many locations," but you know, I think some would argue, and some commented, you know, not enough locations. And opening, by the way, with this beautiful open room where I don't know what you're planning on using it for, but I think that it looked like it just was so open. And
it was a corner of a room. Yeah. For those of you who don't know. So we did the New Kids on the Block. Were supposed to do a cruise. It got canceled. So we did a virtual cruise, and we tried to, instead of 4 days, 4 nights and 5 days on a boat, we tried to interact with our amazing fans as much as possible over those 4 days. We did game shows, we did Zoom fests, we did karaoke, and I usually do a Joe show. So I did a live stream. You've been on the boat before, Adam. I asked you to kind of host it, kick it off. You graciously accepted. My friend Gabe Lopez is a great musician and songwriter. Emmanuel Kiriakou, a great friend and songwriter. They all came on, and we did an evening with, you know. Yeah. And I probably could have had one setup. I did three setups. If the behind the scenes was literally all the rig.
Yeah.
Duct tape to a piece of wood and laid in between two struts of a ladder.
Yeah.
And all by myself, because I'm by myself. So I could have kept it simpler. I was talking a lot. Again, on the cruise, it's a captive audience in more ways than one. So it was a little bit storytelling. If I do it again, I'll probably get to the songs a little sooner. but you guys stalled so well. I had these 90-second, two-minute, you know, changes, and you guys would have to talk to each other. You're so funny.
Oh, it was brilliant. Dude, there was you also, because I remember pre-show, I'm trying to cover as many bases as possible. I'm like, Joe, you got to tell me, like, when – you come back in, like, is there going to be a time where you're just going to jump in and we'll just know? And you're like, yeah, when I pop back on the screen, you'll know. Just very Boston of you to be like, when I'm there, buddy, you fucking
I'm there, shut up. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but your timing was impeccable, because Gabe and I started to get a fun little back and forth, and you would come in right.
I noticed that last one, the very last one too, because I just watched it last night for the first time, because I wanted to see how it sounded.
What's the game tape?
The game tape, which isn't really fun. I mean, I know it's part of the game to get better like that. Some people look at it, and some people say, never look, just keep going. Don't look back. Don't take notes. You know, rehearse, get better. But
you know who says that? David Copperfield, and where is he? You know, where is he? What has he done?
Yeah.
Oh, billions of dollars from a magic show. Hey, buddy, same show for 10 years. Saw it 3 times, and
look, going again.
Just, look, it's just a good. Yeah, I'll go again when things resume. But the point is, you got to make some changes.
Well, changes, or it was really the technological aspect of it, because everybody's trying to figure out how to best stream, and on a musical level.
Yeah.
And I was happy that people were pleased overall. It's we're being of service to everybody. We're trying to, you know, get people's minds off of where we are right now. And so it's a big plus. It's all gravy, right? All gravy, but I looked at it. I was happy with my performance, but my voice would do the canceling. When I sang, it would cancel out the music a little bit. It had that kind of a thing, because these things are built to do that, to focus on the voice and then knock away the background noise on like Zoom and like stuff like this. So I think it triggers differently. So I want to see if we can fix that and make it better. So we'll see.
How did you pick the songs? That was one thing that I was curious about when I saw the set list.
Well, what I did go, I picked the songs because a lot of them just came up. They're melancholy songs. You know, we're all kind of alone, not alone, but like, you know, quarantined, and what are we going to do? And it's this existential malaise, if you will. And, you know, you think of that song, that first one, you know, it's been 7 hours and 13 days since you took your love away. You know that great Prince. Yeah, I was in Sinead's key right there.
Yeah,
but
dude,
you know that one. Another standard was "Don't Worry About Me, I'll Get Along." You know, it fits the like. You know, and then at the end, like, don't you forget about me. Because
that.
Because we're all, yeah, it was fun, man. It was fun. I get off so much on live performances. I know you do too. The feel, the smell of the grease paint, the roar of the crowd, the touchy-feely, just the moment. You know what I mean? Because that's what live performance is all about in this day and age of recording everything and refining everything. Live performance is so special because it's gone forever. You know what I mean? It's you can tape it, but in that moment, it's a religious, spiritual experience. And I love it. So I'm glad I'm doing something, but it makes me miss the other stuff even more while I'm doing this.
I know. Well, 'cause just getting a taste of it, and getting, I don't know if you could see any of the fans that were on, like, did you have any screens up, or were you just saying into the abyss and hoping that people?
Was kind of in the abyss for this one, because it was just too much.
That, you know what's so crazy about you saying how much you miss the live performance? It's like, I miss it. I've been doing stand-up coming up on 14 years, but, you know, plays and theater and you as well, like being on a stage. But dude, you've been doing it for almost, what, 60 years? And so it's like, that was a joke. We'll skip over that. But no, Joe, you look great. I don't know what you're doing skin-wise, but you look great. You look younger. I don't know how you do it. You're pulling it off. Every time you smile, I'm like, oh, does this guy just erase his crinkles by expressing joy through his face? But no, it's like, I can't imagine, you know, this time and feeling the way I do, to have that be multiplied. And I don't know if it is for someone like you.
It's the same. I mean, I always, you know, I've probably said this to you before, but like, to me, like the Sunset Strip and the comedy scene, like, is the last vestiges of rock and roll, because people are there to just leap. You know what I mean? Take the leap, get discovered, take a chance, you know, be willing to like fall on their face, like in front of a crowd. Plus you have the best of the best still doing it.
Yeah.
And that's where you guys work out. And it's so wonderful, that electricity. So I know you know what I'm talking about. But, you know, I want, yes, this makes me think, oh man, I'll perform anywhere after this. You know what I'm saying? And I've always liked intimate stuff too. I mean, New Kids is pie in the sky, sold out arenas, and it's ridiculous. It's rock star stuff. But, you know, I've done residencies at smaller gigs, and there's nothing like it. There's nothing like those smaller shows, you know? And it makes me think, I'm not going to sit around for 6 months, and I'm not going to do this every 6 months. I like to think I do it more, because you're just so hungry, and you see how lucky for me to have, you know, a fan base, some number or whatever, to be able to do that more often. But again, we're human, and it brings me to the question of, oh, we'll never be the same. We'll never forget, you know. We're human. We're elastic. We go back to like how we were pretty quickly. Yeah, it might be a year or two, but like eventually we're going to live our lives, and we won't be, we won't reflect as much as I think we think we will. I mean, aside from the trauma and the loss of life, okay, that's one thing. I mean, it's in its own category. But right. The rest of us who are lucky enough to not be sick and are just quarantined, you know, the idea that, oh, we'll never be the same and it's never going to go back, I'm not so sure. I mean, people are struggling financially, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm babbling now. But.
Do you, yeah, it's okay. I was going to jump in at some point. I was just kind of, look, you were onto something profound about 90 seconds ago. And then after that, I got to be honest, I tuned out. But I think.
I'm come back around.
Yeah. You have a way of making points.
Yeah.
In the points.
A little snip and cut, and I'm counting on you.
Yeah. You give like the 1 ABC, you know, if that would be enough, but you're like, what about DE and F? Those are valid points. And everyone's like, we can move on to 2. And you're like,
right.
How about an EFG? And everyone's like, do you miss, I know you and I are both big sports guys. And I know that sports and the arts were two of the first things to like get the plug pulled.
Yeah.
What for you as a sports fan, was the most like bone crushing, you know what I'm saying? Like, the NBA started.
To be honest, not much. I mean, it's weird.
Well, then I'll say it for you. Competitive ping pong. Joe Mack. I can't tell you the amount of late night ping pong YouTube rabbit holes this guy has sent me.
You know, what I thought was cute, though, is that, like, you know, ESPN did all those other, you know, programming.
Yeah.
You know, free programming. I was never. I was too cheap to get ESPN Plus, and the one reason I was going to get it was for Peyton's Place.
Yeah.
Which was, they aired all his stuff for free on ESPN. So
that's awesome.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal, and he's just a great guy, and that series is awesome. You know, the repeats of games. They put on game 6 of 2008 when the Celtics won, and Donnie and I were courtside. Donnie had tickets. So, I mean, and I showed my son that. Yeah, that was early on in the quarantine.
You son of a B. Wait, you were courtside for that game?
Sure was.
Wait, that's when they blew out the Lakers?
Yes, they did. Very early. It was that game was a party like midway through the second period, dude.
Oh, I that's right. I am now remembering it because I remember looking up. I think it was like 12 minutes left in the fourth, and it was like 81-52 or something.
It's crazy.
Wait a second. Is Boston more fun of a party when you know the party's starting earlier and you just get to sit and watch just
–
Are you looking around? Or are you like, dude, let's get the clock to go down to 00 so we can go to the streets?
When you have – when you haven't won in what? That was 25 years almost? 22 years?
It's been a minute. Yeah, it was at least 20 years.
22 years. I think you just you enjoy the massive 30-point lead for, you know, the whole game. And you take it any way you can. But it was special.
If you're sitting down watching that, you're like, babe, get in here. You got to check this out. Will she go, oh, shit, I remember this. You were courtside. Or is she like...
The whole family and Barrett likes the football. She likes the Patriots. We've been completely spoiled. So the Sunday afternoon family thing, that's it. But she doesn't have much patience probably for many, you know, games during the week. Like, honey, they got to go to bed. He's got homework. What are you doing? I can't. No.
Oh, that's man. Also, I would say... You know, it's I don't know what woman has the understanding of a guy that rewatches old games. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be watching a game and you know, Amanda will come in and be like, don't you know what happened? And I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, all right. I'm like, yeah, no, it's fun to just kind of leave it silent. Like, let me think about why what I'm doing isn't, you know. And then she's like, well, we got to. Gotta go. I was like, yeah, but there's 2 minutes left. She goes, but you know how it ends? And I'm like, yeah, it's like the end of Forrest Gump. Like, you want to see, you know, he's gonna sit down and ask little Forrest what show he's watching and ask if he's the smartest kid. And you know Jenny's gonna be like, he's the smartest in his class, and you know Forrest is gonna break down, but you wanna see it because it's nice to feel something on a Tuesday.
You know. Night. And I know, you know, it's funny because it's true, right? So it's true. You'd be surprised if you watch one of those games, you are drawn. You're like locked in almost the same way. It looks very much the same. It's just different, you know, wiring.
Have you and the fellas, the rest of the new kids, I saw you guys did a couple. You popped on, and I was babysitting my nieces, and they Entertainment Tonight popped up. We were playing Apples to Apples, and it popped up, and they screamed your name because you popped up on the screen. It was showing like, and they called you. They go, Uncle Joe. I was like, yeah, you guys kicked it with them once. It's easy with the labels, but they saw you on the screen with Entertainment Tonight had featuring you guys. Did obviously a bunch of Zooms or group chats for the crews.
Right.
Is that I'm sure you guys have been keeping in touch in general because you guys are just that close, but is there having to all kick it that way? And was it a new challenge as far as like timing or not stepping on each other's shit? Or do you
find no, somebody it's, spoke it's more? It's been cool. I mean, you know, we all have our personalities. John's probably the most sentimental, so I can hear him like a year from now, you know, talking about how, you know, COVID brought us closer together because we did these Zooms, and it is true. I mean, it is a very, disarming format, right? You see your friends, you see everybody on Zoom, right? In their, you know, homes and just kind of like, you know, with, what is that? Without the emperor's clothing on and that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, our manager, Jared Paul, has done a good job of monitoring these, you know, chats that we're doing kind of every week or so. And we play games and we talk and we check in, and it humanizes all of us in a very nice way.
Do you have a go-to quarantine snack?
Oh, fuck, man. Jeez.
I'm not familiar with that brand. Is that like is that cheese? What is that? The Oh Fuck Man? By the way, that is a brilliant name for some sort of a brand, like Oh Fuck Man Grilled Cheese. Like, it's so good. You'll be saying, oh, fuck, man. It's like the new I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. Remember how confused Fabio was that butter wasn't butter?
Yeah. They just wanted him to have that smoldering, like, I don't know, look.
How much do you think they paid him to act like to show off stupidity like that? Like, they were like, dude, we know this is a big gamble for you.
Didn't he marry some actress?
I don't know, dude. I canceled my subscription to Fabio.com years ago. But Google probably is. What's something that you – let me set up a scenario for you. I'm not just talking like, hey, it's midday. Let me stay healthy. I'm talking –
Like real, let's go.
We got Celtics Lakers on. It's, you know, whatever game, but it's tugging at the heartstrings. Or maybe there's an old New Kids concert they play on Epics, and you're like, dude, I'd love to see how, if I can't remember if I hit every note. Let me sit down, grab a couple something, right, and enjoy yourself.
This isn't one of them is. My son discovered the. I mean, what's better than peanut butter toast and peanut butter, right?
Yeah.
And then banana. He discovered the banana. He discovered peanut butter with banana. That's a go-to, but that's not as crazy. I know it's not like a.
No, that's
you know, a bag of Fritos with, you know, chili in it. You know what I'm saying? I know, you know, a pothead like you, you want some crazy answer like that. Okay.
By the way, not even my stony ass would pour chili into a bag of Fritos. But guess what? Someone's got their Wednesday night planned.
Well, you've never done that. Can you hear that ping?
Yeah, it's okay.
Sorry. I don't. What do I press silence or something?
I think you can mute your.
I'm blowing up. I'm blowing up, Adam. Yeah, hold on.
Look at this, guys. No, I got too many windows. I got too many friends.
How do you undo?
Yeah. I think you just close out. Just close it, and it should close itself.
No, but
out.
It ping's coming on.
It's okay. Hopefully, people take a hint.
You've never had the
chili
bag
into
Fritos.
A bag. Oh, yeah. You said
you cut the Fritos down, and then you put chili, and you make it like a taco. It's crazy. Yeah.
I've never done that, but that sounds genius.
It's like a pothead's dream.
Oh yeah, dude. I mean, the snacks.
Sorry, I'm really popular all of a sudden.
You got some sort of weird game show where every time you say pothead's dream, like the dinger goes.
Yeah, right.
Is that your microwave? Speaking of which. All right, cool. So the peanut butter banana. That's
Adam. Well, you know, I try to. I don't know. I'm glad I haven't gained 20 pounds during this quarantine. I'm starting to run a little bit more, so I'm getting some exercise. But my, I can't eat ice cream, so I do the dairy. I do the dairy free. So I knocked out one of those. How do I turn this freaking thing off?
Either close it down or.
Notifications.
There you go.
Actually, it is my manager, and he's telling me all these things about how to do the streaming better, which I'm excited about, but we'll get that.
Oh, good. So that is going to be improved.
Here's the truth, Adam.
Yeah, lay it on me.
Remember you made that joke about I need more wood behind you? It's like, I need, that was hilarious.
Yeah, any notes for me, by the way?
What's that?
Any notes for me as you watched it back?
You know,
comedians don't like notes.
You know, you talk about me and the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, F, L. I swore. Were you gonna announce the first song? Did you get my text?
No, I wasn't, but I got that.
You were going on and on, and I thought you were gonna go in here thinking nothing compares to you, and I'm texting you like as you're saying it, like, don't give away the fucking name. Because
it would have been great as if it cut to you, you were like this, ready?
Yeah. Motherfucker.
No, I saw that, and dude, I was just trying to milk along, because literally I was like, everybody just jumped off the screen, and here I am being like, so guys, so when we come back the second time to guys, and there's no one there, and then all of a sudden it just goes, I go, are we live? And then the whole screen says live, so I'm like, and then also just cut to me, and I was like, hey. So I thought about milking the intro.
You know, I would have thought you did, you know, I was looking for Hugh Hefner. You gave me Harry Carey. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was, you were in a kitchen. There was a lamp behind you. Like, even this look right now, you got the cityscape, the little, you know, this look. With the suit jacket and better dim lighting, would have been it. That's what I asked you for.
I know.
But you were washing the dishes while you were doing this thing.
Welcome to King's Guado Hotel. May I have your last name, please?
Good morning, ma'am. Can I help you?
Oh, my, what happened?
Oh, bellmen are clumsy and stupid.
Stella Bellman, you've had this job since high school, right? Well, actually, now I am the bell captain. Oh. All right, kid, you ready for check-ins?
I was born.
I think he was going to say I was born ready.
Steve, the captain. Captain Steve.
The closest thing we have to a god on Earth, Gunther Gashamone!
It's worse than I thought.
He's a complete slimeball, right?
Oh, yeah, no question.
Do you feel my foot on your foot?
That's not me.
There's something under the table that feels like a foot.
What are you doing right now?
I'm working.
I got a promotion.
I just lied to Kelly.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, man. I just want another shot. Sid Whitman worked his way up the ladder and bought the hotel.
He's the boss.
Do me a favor. Take it easy on the bellman, would you?
I'd rather have Crackguard melt my balls.
Take care, boys.
I mean, it's a huge scam. And those girls were in on it, too.
Don't you want to know what our bodies are capable of?
Yes,
girl, yes.
Definitely.
I just work here during the day, but my nights is off.
Let's do this!
Gunther is conning everyone with Spirit Fresh.
You broke into a guest room.
This is unacceptable.
He has been impersonating a manager, and that is a felony.
I don't think that's a felony.
He should be fired.
Get set.
Go. Bunch of really real G's burning trees to be low, sitting by 45 like I'm Jordan on the flow. Here we go, guess the greatest, what they say my name for.
I mean, I'm not sure he's ready for.
Shut up, bitch.
With our minds, we begin to urinate, and then, for real, into our pants.
I'm unforgettable.
Well, you know, look, it was
Yeah,
I mean, it was a last minute thing. People should know you texted me a minute before the show and said, "Can you host this?" So, considering the timeline, you know, it was super cool though. But
it was a lot of fun. You guys were hilarious. It was really fun. We didn't even get See, you didn't even get to my answer. I finally came out. I'm trying to give you an answer. So, and then you're on FDXLBN.
What's your answer? Oh, yeah. Okay, so that was the feedback, huh? Is it
alcohol
too long?
Alcohol is the COVID answer.
What is my note though for comedically? I thought I was all like I know there were kids probably watching too. I think I was all PG.
No, it was lovely. It was great. Yeah, it was great. A couple of, you know, whatever. I mean, I debut like a brand new song. I mean, it's 10 years old, but I don't do it very much. I sing it and it cuts to you and you're like fake crying. That wasn't, you know, I mean, my kids thought it was funny when we watched it last night.
Boom. Boom. As long as I got the kiddos approval.
You know, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't lead with the cry, maybe like dovetail into the cry or.
What's that like watching your kids just discover their new favorite comedian while you're trying to just, you know, bear it all on your sleeve?
That not new favorite. I mean, you guys go way back. I mean, yeah. We shared the screen together.
Yeah, yeah. How, I do need to talk about sharing the screen. You're now sharing the spotlight because Griff is now a bona fide TV star.
Yes.
Let's throw it out there. People need to know that Joe Mack. Look, we all know. Look, okay. Teeny Bop Star of the Week, Desktop Screensaver, 1993, you know, sexypupils.com, it's cover boy. You know, just, you know, the list goes on and on. The accolades, the achievements, the awards, we get it. Played the Super Bowl. Ooh, who gives a shit? But Stage Dad, holy hell.
Wow.
Griff gets this gig, saw some tape, phenomenal. Like, you see him singing on these tours, and you're like, and just from me getting to know him, and I'm like, yeah, charismatic kid, got the timing, got the delivery. Guess what, man? Still got to put that into motion when cameras and lights and scripts and actors.
They act, and yeah.
Dude, it's a whole other thing, and which I'm sure you were prepping him on. But he's crushing it, and I'm just like, not surprised, but surprised at how good. You know what I'm saying? Where you go, in your head, you go, yeah, no, I know he can do it. And then you see
absolutely.
It and you go, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You
well,
know,
when I was, yes. And you know, they tape on Fridays. And by Sunday, I would call him and be like, listen, I just want you to know you did phenomenal. You know, because when you're working every week, you want him to work as hard as possible. to get the lines down so he could be freed up to have fun, you know, because if you're thinking of the lines, but that multicam situation, the sitcoms, the changes come fast and furious. So it's a lot. But they filmed 4 episodes and then they got suspended. So, you know, hopefully they'll start up soon. You'd like to think that operation is small enough where they won't have the live studio audience anymore, but they'll keep shooting the show. And it was a trip, man. We moved to New York and he got this job in LA, and me and my wife were binging back and forth. And we just kind of got smitten again with Los Angeles. So.
And do you think that you might put touring and performing on the back burner to become a full-time stage dad?
That would definitely not happen because I didn't know how.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Lawfully, you can't just drop him off. You got to stick around.
Oh, so, I found out that the hard way. When you pop by my place for a minute just to say what up, because it was like,
right,
oh,
I had a
Joe's
mental,
back in town. Yeah. And I'm like, this is amazing. And you come in, and I got to be honest, Pickles, my dog, could pick up on the panic that was settling in.
Yeah.
And so it was nice that it was like a stop and chat, because you were filling my new place with a lot of bad juju. But you came in, that's a joke, by the way. Yeah, okay, laugh. But you came in and it was great because you were so pumped to be there and talking about it. And then as I'm walking you downstairs, you're getting a text being like, hey, we got, things are going, blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, oh shit, I gotta go. And I was like, oh man, this is a whole new world. And then it sounds like, you know, you're telling me, once I got the rhythm and the schedule, I settled in and it was all gravy. But
It is a full-time job.
Yeah.
To whoever is chaperoning him, it's a full-time job. Plus he's your son and you want him to do good. But there's a line between letting him do his thing. I mean, where do you draw that line?
Yeah.
Because it could get, as I was saying, like that movie Whiplash, you know, where he's like, you become overbearing and like, you know, you're not going to amount to anything if you don't learn these goddamn lines, you know, that kind of,
yeah,
you
know. Dude.
So
I know it's crazy when I heard you say that over the phone, I was like, dude, at least do this outside on the street. Like,
right,
this.
Exactly. It's a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope, but he's doing great. We learned a lot. We really, we hope that they'll be back on set very soon and get back to work. And yeah, it's pretty wild.
I mean, you want to talk about like a potential season 3 for Return of the Mac, you running around being stage dad.
So you went from 1 to forget about season 2.
Oh yeah, we're jumping. Yeah.
Well, listen, season 2 is where Alex, played by you,
yeah,
gets an acting gig.
Is that what it was going to be?
And you scoot out. Because we got to mirror real life. Because look what's happening here. Who's the big star of a movie? That guy. Have you been talking about it? When is this going to air?
Yeah.
Is this after?
No, this is going to drop, I believe, Friday. So
the day of it. I'm
the day of it. Right. Yeah. Look at that, dude. Friday or Monday. But
race.
It looks good, dude. It's like were you a turtleneck guy? Hey, when did the podcast take a weird turn? I don't know. I think when Adam asked Joe if he was a turtleneck guy. But no, you can tell. Also, it's like it's adding more expression to your face because it's you were a turtleneck guy just based on that look.
You are.
Oh man. That's amazing. It looks comfy. It's also like, why would you not wear that? Everyone's neck needs a little more
love. Oof. Oh, we hold it so, we're holding so much off and we're leaning down nowadays. It's not right. We're becoming, it's crazy. I want to unplug anyways, but I mean, these are the days of plugging in because,
I know.
But
yeah,
the movie, Bellman.
They call the Bellman. Yeah. I play the main Bellman. It's like, you know, it's take Wet Hot American Summer meets Van Wilder, meets Anchorman, meets a movie in a hotel. It's a real silly comedy. Yo, fun. The kids could watch most of it, actually. Your kiddos.
Kids could watch most of it. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's – you might watch it with B, and then
Okay.
And then decide. But I think.
And Kellen, right?
Kellen, your girl Kellen. Yeah. That was amazing. By the way, meeting her for through you was, I mean, dude, that was huge because then we had to be love interest in the movie. And I think we would have clicked anyway because of our personalities. But
you're hey, both man, very charming. Both very charming. Yeah.
Sped everything way up, though, because we had. Just
talk about
had the Joey Mac connection, and yeah, man, Thomas Lennon's amazing, Richard Kind is amazing, Willie Garson, from Sex and the City, and everything. And it's just fun, it's silly.
Amazing, I can't wait, man.
Are you watching the trailer? Why were you looking off? There's no reason for your detention to deter from me talking about
wife opened the door and looking for one of our kids.
Oh, damn, that's all right. Well, that is a decent reason to. To get off.
This makes me tired.
Are you going to take a nap? Give me 8 more minutes, cool?
Yeah.
All right, no shit, 5.
I'm going to go to the gallery mode here. It'd just be me and you. Ooh, look at that.
Is that better?
Oh, I don't look good. Yeah, I like it.
Oh, it's a good look.
Or I was just way up top.
I got the side-by-side going on right now. Are you, Joe, are you watching anything that's exciting? Are you, like, reading books? Do you even, like...
No, Adam, I am...
I know you're cooking with the kiddos, right?
I went into the kitchen the other day, and my boys had a pot of boiling grease. And normally I'd be like, what the hell are you doing? But I had to like be really calm, you know, like, okay, because I didn't want them to go, but they made the best fried dough balls / chorizos I've ever had. It was so good, man.
Sounds unreal.
So they're doing well. They're comfortable in the kitchen. They're 12, 10, and my daughter's almost 9. At the end of the month. But my mom didn't allow us within 10 feet of the kitchen. You know what I mean?
Why? That was just her.
She had to run shit with 9 kids. It was like, get the hell out of the kitchen. Get the hell out of my way.
You can slow me up.
Yeah, there was no, yeah. Barrett had the kids on the floor at like 4 months making cakes. You know what I mean? Which would give me like, you know, heart failure. Because I didn't know what that meant. I was like, no, you know.
Oh, yeah. They're going to burn something. They're going to burn themselves.
Right. But now they're very comfortable in the kitchen, and it's nice.
Is your daughter finding ways to gymnastics up the place? It's like tough.
I mean, she was really, you know, cruising, and, you know, she's a co-captain and loves people and loves the interaction. And when you go from being at a gym for 16 hours a week to these Zoom classes, and they're doing their best. These teachers, these instructors, they're doing the best, but it's just, it's not fun, you know? It's just not fun, you know? So, but she's doing great. She's so strong, and she's keeping up her strength, and, you know, it's like, we have a balance beam, but you can't work on your floor routine. You know, we don't have a gymnasium, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, one of the many drawbacks of this crazy time.
Joe, can you tell me about the house party song that was, released featuring, Naughty by Nature, Boyz II Men, Jordan Sparks, and others that you guys did?
I'm going to take my neck brace off for this. House Party was a song that Donnie tells it that we were doing some press, we were doing some Zoom streaming for the fans, and someone was like, what about new music? And he said, well, maybe someone's out there right now. And sure enough, our buddy Lars, who we've written a bunch of music with, texted Donnie. He was like, I got an idea. So Donnie like sat down right away, and it was about House Party, and so he started going with that. And then I texted Donnie and said, by the way, I was messing with the song called House Party 2 years ago. I even had the memo, and it had a lyric called Roll Back the Rug. It's like, roll back the rug, it's a house party, ding, ba-da-ba-da, you know. So he took Roll Back the Rug and put that in there. And then everybody started recording the song. And then Donnie started making these calls to amazing people like Boyz II Men. And we've toured with them a bunch, but we've never done a song before.
Glad.
And they just jump right on it and killed it. I mean, Boyz II Men only know one speed. It's just like amazing.
Rush City.
Right down the middle. And Jordan Sparks jumped in there, and then the video happened, and even more celebrities jumped in, and Carrie Underwood, who's always been a big New Kids fan, she jumped in and was dancing in the video. It was a nice moment for everybody to get involved and give back, you know, as best we can.
Is there someone that's a fan of New Kids that's ever like completely caught you off guard? Like the way you did with January Jones in the first episode of Return of the Mac, like, has there been an equivalent of like that? I know that actually was like based on true events.
Yeah.
Which is why it happened. But like saying Carrie Underwood's a huge, like, I had no clue. That's awesome. Have ones like that popped up? It's not like you sit down. It's not like before every show, they give you a beat sheet of like, hey guys, here's all your new famous fans. Like,
right.
So it's got to be either a tweet or a message, or someone comes to a show and all of a sudden they're like, hey, Chelsea Clinton wants to come backstage and she's with Carrot Top and Eminem. Is it cool if they say hi? And you're like, yeah, it's great. I didn't know they were all fans. Like, well, Eminem's not. He actually just took a wrong turn and he's looking for directions and he thought he could get on the mic and freestyle. You're like, oh, for real? They're like, no, dude, he's a fan. You're like, oh, great. Thanks for the emotional roller coaster. So does anything like,
that happen?
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, you hear, you know, there was a certain demo. Like, I think Pink was a big fan.
Whoa.
She jokes about how she, her parents grounded her for like months because she called in the 1-900 number that we used to, like, you could call in, and she lost a lot of money.
What would you get on the one? You call the number and, hey, this is Joey.
It sucked. Yeah.
What's your favorite subject in school? What was it?
You should have never done it. But she was a big fan. I mean, Jessica Simpson over the years has been friendly, but I think she was a fan back in the day. And who else? Natalie Portman was a big fan. I think she was a Joe girl, and that has a whole story behind it. But we won't go there. Totally clean and PG.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. But who else? You know, all the girls on Fuller House were big fans, and that kind of came full circle. So it's fun. It's fun to, you know, be a part of that kind of pop culture thing.
Do you think that during these times, when we come out of this, which we will, that you're going to, like, is there something that you're saying, like, I'm going to, like, I think everyone's, and I'll speak for myself, said, like, oh, I'm going to do this when things resume. And even when we got 2 weeks in, I was like, I'm going to read more books. I'm going to do more push-ups.
Right.
Here we are. Maybe 8 push-ups have been done. Books still sitting, waiting to be opened.
Yeah.
Have you, even like my mom and stepdad are, I think, finally going to get a dog, and they're looking to to bark up that tree finally, because they're like, well, no better time than now because we got nowhere to go. And it was always like an issue of traveling. And so have you, like, I don't know, are you trying to add a pet, or is there something that you're like, yo, when this thing ends,
when
I'm
it
doing
ends,
this.
I mean, you know, I had the thought the other day, like, I want to soak this up because I was having a good day. You know what I mean? But then you have a bad day and you're like, right over here. You know
it's
what
very
I mean?
Real.
I'm kind of just looking forward to, you know, putting on a pair of black jeans and a shirt and some boots and taking my wife out to dinner. You know what I mean?
Dude.
You know, just that. And definitely seeing how fast I can get on a stage in front of people. I don't know if they're going to let, like, oh, under 50 is fine, or under 100, or, you know, that would be very fulfilling and exciting to me. So we'll see how that goes.
What about a solo album, Joe? Because Stay the Same, okay, hit number 10 on the Billboard's Hot 100 chart.
That's right.
And I think it's time that you get back on the chart with something solo.
Thank you. Well, whether or not I get on the chart, I'm not so sure. It depends on what chart you're talking about. But
not with that attitude. So
I am due. That attitude. I am due.
I feel like I'm creative. You're so creative, and I feel like every time we talk,
I'm almost just about to get in there. I'm sitting on a bunch of songs, and I want to start saying I'm recording an album, so I'm on the hook about it.
Yes. I do that too. When you say it, then you're like, now I got to back it up. By the way, right. Sitting on a lot of songs, title of the album. Guess what the cover art is? I know you know.
Hang on a toilet.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say maybe a bunch of albums underneath the toilet. Maybe you're, yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to. Yeah. I'm kind of messing with, I know it's sort of like, oh God, but I'm messing with a bit of a memoir, you know. About you know, time. If an album really, if you do it right, it takes a while. I mean, you can bang one out, but if I do it right and I'm talking about 10 songs.
Yeah.
It's a solid 6 months if I'm not rushing it.
Okay.
You know, and I don't want to date myself, but I'm thinking, new album, maybe a memoir, and some big show around, maybe like a solo show when I'm 50.
Wow. That's great. Well, look, I know you got so many people that are going to be chomping at the bit to play, to sing, but you've only got one friend that played the clarinet for 3 years, and I don't have to tell you how good I was, because I think you could just...
Was it the last 3 years or like 20 years ago?
Again, the time of when the...
Like a bike? The clarinet, like a bike, right? You just
get back on it. Yeah.
Stop wailing.
You go back to your old childhood home. You knock on the door. You ask the people still if they're living there.
Yeah.
You know, you introduce yourself. Hi, I used to live here. Do you mind if I go downstairs real quick? Because I hid my clarinet in one of the cases before we moved out, in one of the cabinets, and I'd like to see if it's still there, because I've got a big opportunity coming up. It could be very lucrative. I thought I was going to be doing this as a favor. Turns out I'm getting quite a bit of cash to play 6 notes. But so look, all that has to happen. And then, hey, man, you've got yourself.
You're my guy. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know what the fuck's happening.
Is that what you're getting at? You're my guy? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Well, I love you for doing this. I'd like to close things out with a fun game, because I think the quarantine is all about the lightheartedness and the moments in between and the games. I know you've probably been playing some board games. Yeah, dude. See, I could tell it was about
who yawns first.
All right. So this game is it's a fun game. Anybody can play it. It's called the quarantine home game. Because look, at some point, this, I don't know whether it's Parker Brothers, whoever came up with Monopoly, someone's gonna really take advantage.
I think I need my neck brace for this.
Boy, if I had a dollar for every time I heard that over Zoom.
Okay.
Nope, nothing on that? All right. Let's get into the game.
Go. I heard you.
This is why I love our dynamic and our friendship, because it's like, you know, I'm throwing a bunch of darts at the wall.
Hey, by the way, I mean, a million people have said this, but the 8 shows that we did for Return of the Mac, they were fucking classic, hilarious. It's taken me a while. I had a big chip on my shoulder, more so not because enough people didn't watch, because I'm glad I really didn't want to work with that production company again. And that's where the chip on my shoulder, where that was like not a good experience. But it was so funny. But one of the stories I had is the reason why it was cursed is because I did that one episode where I wore the diapers. And when I was getting this, right next to it were like boxes of adult diapers with like people on these covers my age who have that problem. So karma is a bitch, you know what I mean? And I think people were cruising through.
Yeah.
They got to episode 4 and they said, this guy's an asshole. I'm out of here. Making fun of people with pee-pee problems.
No, I think, look, we've all got our pee problems one way or the other. Whether you do it in the shower too much or you can't control it, everyone's got an issue with pee. All right, let's get into this game. Joe, question number one. What do you miss more during the quarantine? Awkward eye contact with strangers as they're leaving a bathroom at a coffee shop or hearing someone cough?
Awkward eye contact.
That is correct. $100 in the bank for Joey Mac. Question number two. Joe, what's the best thing about quarantine? Getting close to loved ones, reconnecting with old pals, reading more books, or Instagram?
That's all you got, huh? Those are the only answers? None of the above.
That is correct. $200 in the bank for Joey Mac on the quarantine home edition game. Joe, question number three. Who could win in a pull-up contest, Donnie or Mark Wahlberg?
Well, like, I can't think of the word. I mean, I wouldn't bet against Donnie. Let me put it that way.
Great. That is correct. $300 in the bank for Joey Mac. Question number four. Joe, is there a song that you've been singing a lot to yourself, whether it's karaoke, a cappella, while you're sleeping during the quarantine, that you just can't get out of your head?
What was I singing? We were sort of doing yesterday the with the kids, you know. What was it? You know, Sucker. We were singing Sucker from the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
We go together. But all the way. You know, you sing it like that.
That is correct. $400.
Give me anything.
That is correct. That is correct. Joe, what do you think you're going to be remembered more for? Your role in the 2013 smash comedy, The Heat, or Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, I hope The Heat. I would say The Heat, though. There's nothing like when you get the nod for being in that movie. A great movie with a lot of great talent.
Yeah, it pops on. It's been popping on, I want to say, FX, even HBO a lot recently.
Like,
so,
like check quality, like residual level?
Should be. For me, who knows? For you, yeah, you know. I'll just say this much. I got a $2.13 check for my guest star appearance on According to Jim from 2007. And guess what? Cashed it.
Wow. You know, there's a bar in the Valley that you used to be able to get a free drink if, like, it was, like, in the cents,
yes.
Right?
Like, what was that place called? Was it called Residuals?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I did stand up there once.
Yeah.
At a bar. It was awful. They left on the music while we were performing. You want to talk about a bad gig. You're like, can you guys at least turn the music off? The TV's a workaround, and the excessive screaming from the bathroom, I think someone should check on. It's not so much a show distraction as much of just a concern for maybe public decency.
Wow.
Yeah. Joe, question – that is correct, by the way. Question number six. And I think we already kind of figured this out, but is there a title yet, a working title in the works for the next tour whenever it happens for the New Kids on the Block?
My son is peering through the door.
Which one?
Hey, we were just talking about, I think we should just reset. Last year we did us, Salt and Pepper, Debbie Gibson, yeah. Tiffany,
yeah.
And Naughty by Nature. And we would, it started a year from like yesterday or something like that, the first date. And I was like, hey, let's just reset. Let's just do that same tour next year and pretend that everything that is happening now just didn't happen, and we just reset, same tour.
So with that.
How's that?
Great answer. That was correct. That was the mixtape tour, by the way, which was fire. That Hollywood Bowl show was a lot of fun, by the way. I met your boy who, why you gotta be so cool?
Yeah.
What, right? Rude? What's,
Yeah.
You got a lot of talented buddies. That was a cool green room. We got to close that place down. A lot of people don't know. You close down the Hollywood Bowl, they don't kick you out. If you're with Joey Mack.
I tell people we even, you know, partook in something that used to be illegal. You know what I mean?
Dude, it was awesome.
I mean, it was very rock and roll. We closed the goddamn place down.
It was, nice. It was crazy, man. The security guys were like, you guys are still here?
Yeah.
Sorry, that was an Italian guy. I don't do accents, but...
what are you doing? I'm 50
down. Yeah. All right, that is correct. $700 in the bank. Three more questions, Joe. Joe, is there... where did it go? Oh, Joe, is there your favorite... The sport that you want to return quickest? Football, basketball, baseball.
I'd say baseball only because it's like, it's the American pastime. So it's just like, if baseball's happening, then everything's okay, you know?
That is correct. $800 in the bank for Joey Mack. Joe, question number 9, your favorite movie quote?
He likes your lemonade. Good one, huh?
What, and for question number 10, what movie is that from?
Okay. One of the greats, Lawrence of Arabia. And so Lawrence goes out into the desert. This is early on when he's still kind of before he makes this big change and like right. fights for the Arabs, you know what I mean? But he has a boy, so to speak, helping him go through the desert, and like two other people died and like left them, but this one guy sticks with them, and they get to India and they get to the officers' club, and they're walking through this gorgeous officers' club, and they're filthy. They've been walking through the desert for like weeks, but he doesn't care, you know. I mean, they're all looking like, what are you doing bringing that boy in here, you know? And they walk through this big hallway and they get to the bar, and Peter O'Toole says, two lemonades, please, you know. And the guy goes, you know, pours them two lemonades, and the boy just is like, it's falling all over him. And Peter O'Toole just thirsty. Looks at him and looks at the bartender and says, he likes your lemonade.
Wow.
Great movie.
I'm going to need to see that.
Oh.
Well, I have. I watched it in high school with, I believe, my girlfriend at the time's dad. And he was like already kind of like not super approving of like.
You.
Yeah. I was a sweetheart, by the way. Mom loved me, but dad was a little. So I was like, I knew he loved Lawrence of Arabia. I was like, you want to watch that tonight? He was like, get out of my house. I was like, I'll take that as a maybe. I'll see you next week. I pick her up for the dance. Now we watched it, and it was, I don't remember that line, but it's like a 15-hour movie, right?
Three something. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Great line. Delivery was great too. Maybe just, I'm spitballing here, but maybe in the next live stream show, we throw in a couple cold reads, you know, from some of our favorite flicks.
Okay. Maybe a separate one.
I love that.
Yeah.
Joe, I love you.
Probably a more famous quote from that movie.
Yep.
Is, it is written.
Nice.
It is written.
Any context to that, or is that just?
Well, at the beginning, Peter O'Toole says, nothing is written. You know, man does it. We make it happen. But the, I forget his name, is that famous actor, damn it, who plays the Arab guy, the first one. And throughout the movie, he goes, it is written. Meaning God knows, God, you know, it's done. And then he does come around, Peter O'Toole, when he says in the end of the movie, it is written.
Wow.
It's good stuff.
I love that you remember such good classic shit. Lines from such phenomenal films. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I remember the line, would you leave a pile of stones in the middle of a field? You know who said that?
Oh.
Jackie Chan from Shanghai Nights.
Nice. So. I'll even it out. I'll give you one.
Okay.
Just a bit outside.
Oh, Bob Uecker, Major League, baby.
Yeah, man.
Classic.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, dude. That's.
I watched that with my kids. It was on TV because we didn't have like any. We had cable, which was fun because you had to like tune in at the right time at our Airbnb, and that was on. And that's an 80s movie. By the way, Major League Baseball would never sign off on that movie today.
No. Are you
that
kidding?
That was rated
me?
R. It was brilliant. It was like, oh, the movie is definitely not a kid movie.
The
but
GM with the, oh, yeah, walking around smacking guys. They pulled off a thing off clothing on the cardboard cutout if they were, yeah, smoking in the locker room. I mean, all the.
It's awesome.
Okay, my kids are fighting in the background, yeah. Too, so it's time.
Yeah, it's time. Joe, I love you.
I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon.
Will you come host my next stream?
I'll do whatever you want, man. I'm here for the long run. So,
hey, I'm excited about your movie, and I'm gonna tweet it out and tell everybody about it.
I love you, dude. That's big time. You know, it's just let's make the Bellman the next movie that people are quoting. You know?
Amen.
So okay, you gotta go.
What do you think it's gonna be? What's the quote?
I was about to do it, but I saw you look away. So I was like, dude, don't be greedy, man. He gave you over an hour. Don't start.
Come on.
I think it might be. So there's a line. There's a gal that I have kind of beef with that works in the hotel. She's kind of on the older side. And I ask, I'm like, I say, she says something. And I go, how old are you anyway? She goes, you never ask a woman her age. You should know that, Steve. And then she says something else kind of snarky to me. And I go, and jabbing back at her, and this was an improv, and they kept it in. I go, what was it like giving hand jobs during the Great Depression? And they kept it in, and it's like it's a throwaway kind of, but it sticks. It's like, as soon as I say it, it's one of those things where like a next Willie Garson comes busting in to be like, what's going on here? So it's like a great, like, quick
brilliant
joke. Then the scene just moves.
Love it.
Anyway, we'll see.
I love it.
The kids will be saying that, hopefully. Joey McIntyre, I love you. I'll see you soon, bud.
Thanks for having me.
I love you. You're the best.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye, bud.